I think there's no question with a lack of transparency, basically speculation in the oil futures market is in what I would call the high-stakes gambling arena, that it really is a casino of global proportion. There are no rules except to say that the house always ends up winning in the game, and the consumers are at the losing end, even if they don't have a seat at the table. Since we passed this legislation initially in December, think about what's happened in this country to Americans. First, we've seen thousands of independent companies, trucking companies, have gone out of business. We've seen families, certainly in my state of Maine and Senator Collins, where January, February, March, the coldest winter months, people have had to turn their thermostats down to unbelievable temperatures in order to save money on their home heating oil. Gas pumps have broken down as they cannot compute mechanically the prices of gasoline at $4 a gallon. Compelled consumers to pay artificially contrived prices of more than $18 million. That's why CFTC has to have this additional authority, because it's absolutely vital and imperative that consumers have the right to know that when they're paying prices on basic commodities, that they are based on supply and demand.